To Live with Passion and the Teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia, the host of Live with Passion. I'm praying that God will speak to you through this episode. I want to share with you from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. Jesus was walking along the side of the Sea of Galilee, and he saw Peter and Andrew, the brother of Peter, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. Going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. They were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately Jesus called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat and the hired servants and followed Jesus. This is a call story. Jesus called Peter and Andrew, James and John. And I want you to understand that Jesus calls you and me, and I'll talk about that in just a moment. I had the privilege of studying by the Sea of Galilee, and it's a beautiful body of water about the size of Lake Tahoe. People go there on vacation. Even today, it's a vacation spot. But it's also a place where people make their living. Fishermen, they ply their trade. It's exactly what was going on when Jesus went down by the Sea of Galilee and he saw Peter and Andrew and James and John. And when Jesus called them, there must have been something about Jesus, his charismatic nature, and perhaps they were looking for meaning and purpose in their life, because when he called them, it says that immediately they left their nets. Very quickly, there was a sense of urgency about their response. And that's what I'm hoping for you, that if there's anything holding you back from the call of Jesus, you will leave what you have to leave behind and quickly follow Jesus. And what Jesus was calling them to was a life of significance. Matthew, a tax collector, same thing, sitting at his tax booth. Jesus calls him, immediately leaves everything behind, follows Jesus. That's because we need meaning. We need significance. We need a life of fruitfulness. And when it's not happening, we get discouraged. But Jesus calls us out of frustration into fruitfulness. Now, seems to me we never would have heard from them again had Jesus not called them. For example, Peter was just a fisherman in an obscure village in a Middle Eastern town. So was Matthew. He was a tax collector. We never would have heard from them. But if you go to St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, you will see this huge church, the largest church in the world, dedicated to a fisherman, actually dedicated to Jesus, but it's called St. Peter's. St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, the great basilica of the Catholic Church. And as you're entering St. Peter's Square, as you're coming into the church, if you look up above, the 12 apostles are all standing there, this great monument to these fishermen. Peter wrote an epistle. James wrote a letter in the Bible. Matthew wrote a gospel. John wrote a gospel. These are fishermen and tax collectors. And everybody in the world practically knows who they were. That's exactly what Jesus does. He calls us from frustration and obscurity to fruitfulness, and I don't want to say fame, but to making a difference. I remember I was reading a book by a French artist. Actually, it was kind of a picture book. His name is Rene Portlet, and it was a picture book of the life of Jesus that Rene had painted himself. And one of the portraits was of Jesus in the call, and he was saying, "Come, follow me." And his hand, as I looked at it, his hand was protruding through 2,000 years of time. And right at the moment, as I was looking at the book, it was speaking to me, again, there's that call of Jesus over and over. It's not just a one-time call. Jesus is calling us every day to come follow him. And it really touched me how that hand went through the annals of time, 2,000 years, right into the moment. And that's exactly what I'm hoping that this program will do for you. Right at this moment, you will sense the Lord Jesus himself, the same one who called Peter and Andrew and James and John and Matthew and everybody else in the Bible, that same Jesus will call you to something deeper, to something more, to fruitfulness. I wanted to share with you that when it comes to being called, Jesus said one time, he said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I'll give you rest." Now, when Jesus said that, that's from the Gospel of Matthew, he was talking about the burdens of the law, the burdens of religion, and he was saying, you know, I'll give you something that's much better than the Mosaic law. You don't have to be burdened with religion. I'll give you some new freedom. But people are burdened with other things like fear and anxiety, worry, the pandemic and the effects of the pandemic, racism, politics. Maybe you're burdened with health. And Jesus is simply saying, in the midst of all the burdens of life, come to me and I'll give you rest. It's a call to grace. It's a call to being one with Christ. If you've ever watched a Billy Graham crusade, I grew up on that. It was wonderful watching. At the end of the crusade, he would call people to a decision for Christ, to respond to the call of Christ. And they would always sing a song, and it was called "Just As I Am," as the people came forward to give their lives to Christ. And that's exactly how you come, just as you are, with all of your sins and frustrations and things that aren't working in your life. And the words to the song, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that you bid me to come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." And that's exactly what's happening. Jesus is bidding you to come. He's calling you. I love what it says in the scriptures. It says that, get this, before you were born, you were called. From your mother's womb, you were called. I'm quoting Jeremiah and I'm quoting Paul the Apostle, who said that from my mother's womb, before I was born, I was called. And so are you and me. And then I love what it says in Ephesians. Get this, before the world began, scientists say 4.5 billion years ago, the world began. And then the universe, 13.8 billion years, those are numbers we can't even figure out. Before all of that, you were chosen. God had this grandiose, beautiful plan in his mind, and you and I were a part of it. So God has waited a long time. As Hosea said, long have I waited for your coming back to me. God has waited a long time for the fulfillment of this call. From your mother's womb, before you were born, and long ago, before the world began. That's Ephesians. So God's call is something rudimentary and something very foundational in the scriptures. And I wanted you to understand that God doesn't just call you arbitrarily, he calls you by name. He knew your name. It's a given name. And he calls you by name. It's exactly what happened at the resurrection. Remember, Mary Magdalene was there and Jesus spoke her name, Mary. And that's how she recognized him. And he calls you by name. He calls me by name. He gave us our name. From our mother's womb, he named us. Wanted to tell you a little bit about my name. It's kind of a different name. I call it a rare name, Cedric Pizania. People hear that name and they say, "Cedric, where did you get? Is there a Saint Cedric?" And I go, "No, not yet, but there's one in the making." So Cedric Pizania, my dad's name in Italian, Pizania is an Italian name. My dad's name in Italian was Chesidio. So they wanted to give him an anglicized name for Chesidio, so they gave him the name Cedric, and I'm a junior. So with a name like Cedric Pizania, that's my last name, what do you think my dad's middle name was? Well, believe it or not, it was John, Cedric John Pizania Jr. So we all have a name. It's something that is given to us. And God knows your name. Even though there's 7.8 billion people on the face of the earth, God knows your name. He He calls you by name. And I'm praying that through this program, you will sense Him calling you by name. And then, what is God calling us to? What is Jesus calling us to? And this is the heart of what I want you to get. Number one, that you're called. And number two, the purpose of the call. What is He calling us to? It says in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verse 14. Look this up. Jesus called the 12, get this, to be with Him. And I want to underline that, because you are called primarily to be with Jesus. That's what an apostle is. Somebody who's with Him, learns from Him, and then proclaims Him. Growing up, we used to play that game. It was called Follow the Leader. And if somebody went like this, then you go like that, because you got to follow the leader. And then if somebody turned to the right, if the leader turned to the right, then you turn to the right. It was kind of like Simon Says, you do everything that the leader does. So when Jesus says, follow me, He's inviting us to follow the leader, not so much physically, but the way He is. Learn from me, He said, because I'm meek and gentle of heart. So it's the heart of Christ, His patience, His forbearance, His courage, His love. The apostles had to get to know Him, to see the way He was, to learn from Him, first of all, and then go out and preach. And it's the same way for us. Our primary call is to get to know Jesus, to develop a personal relationship with Him, then to learn from Him, get to know the way He is, to become like Him, to become the image of Christ, and then go out and preach. That's exactly the spirituality of the Passionist. You see that I'm wearing my Passionist habit here. I belong to a religious community that is not only apostolic, that preaches and goes out and helps people, that's apostolic, but it's contemplative. We meditate, we read the scriptures, we read spiritual books, we spend time with Jesus in a monastery and in a retreat center. And then we go out. We don't presume to go out and preach unless we've spent time with Jesus. That was the spirituality of St. Paul of the Cross, founder of the Passionists. He talked about how Jesus came from God, went out and preached, then went back to the bosom of God. And that's the rhythm that we have as preachers. We spend time in the bosom of God, in the monastery, in prayer, in reading, going to Mass, having religious services, going to confession, the bosom of God. Then we go out and preach. And we preach with effectiveness and with power and with efficacy because we've spent time at the bosom of God. And then we go back to the bosom of God. It's called a retreat. We're not retreating from life because we're afraid. We're retreating to get refreshed and anointed so that we can go back out and proclaim the good news. And so that's a beautiful spirituality, I believe, for all of us. So we are called, first of all, to be with Jesus. Second of all, to learn from Jesus. And that's what it says in Mark chapter 3, verse 14. And then He sent them out to preach. Most people don't get that verse. They think apostles are those who are going out to preach. Yeah, that's part of it, but they miss the first half, that they were called to spend time with Jesus. Remember what Jesus said? He said, abide in me, and I in you, and you will bear much fruit. That is your primary call. You are being called right now to something deep, personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So I want you to develop that, to grow in Christ, to become like Him. There is a universal call. This is from the Catholic documents. I know many of you aren't Catholic, but it applies to everybody. Our Catholic documents tell us there is a universal call, universal, it's everybody, a call to holiness. And what does that mean? It means prayer, but more than that, it means becoming like Christ. The heart of compassion, the heart of mercy, being courageous, being loving, universal call to holiness. So you're called to Christ, to become like Christ, and then you're called to proclaim Christ. That's what the word apostle means. He sent them out. An apostle is somebody who's been sent. And I believe that when you spend time with Jesus and you become like him, you're going to be sent out to make a difference. That's why the apostles, remember what he said, I want to make you fishers of men and women. That's why the apostles dropped everything. They quickly followed him because they wanted a life of significance. They wanted a life of meaning, and I hope you do too. That's what this program's all about. Live with passion, live with purpose. That's exactly what Jesus calls us to, not to be frustrated, but to be fruitful. That was the first command in the Bible, where God said, be fruitful and multiply. That's exactly what Jesus does for us. Launch out into the deep for a catch, he said. He's telling fishermen where to fish, and wow, did they catch a load of fish, a haul of fish. So our first and primary call is contemplation. Wanted to share with you one time I went on a retreat. I don't know if you've ever heard about the Camaldolese. Camaldolese are an offshoot of the Benedictines, St. Benedict, very monastic, very contemplative community. We're talking about our call now to know Jesus. And they were founded, the Camaldolese were founded by St. Romuald, great saint, very contemplative saint. And he composed a rule for the Camaldolese. So every religious community has a rule, like the Benedictines, the Passionists, Redemptorists, the Franciscans. We all have a rule of life that stems from the Bible. And St. Romuald said this, empty yourself completely and sit waiting, content with the grace of God, like a chick who tastes and eats nothing but only what his mother gives her. Wow. That's a beautiful way to think about prayer. You wait on God and you allow God to feed you. And that's our call, first of all, to contemplation and to waiting and to being at peace. So every Christian has a call. Remember what I said? It's to Jesus, to becoming like him. That's our primary call. And along with that, we all have what's called a vocation. Vocation comes from the Latin word vocare, means to call. So it's the form of your call. We're all familiar with that. Vocation to the priesthood, vocation to married life and to raising children, vocation to the single life. These are all calls within a call. Our primary call, and I want to keep harping on this, is to be with Jesus and to learn from Jesus, become like Jesus. But along with that, it's the apostolic call to be sent out. I remember one time I'm driving down the road and I see a billboard, and it's a billboard of the crucifixion. And it was very gory. Jesus was very bloody on the cross. And underneath was the caption, "Become a priest like me." Wow. A vocation to the priesthood is a call to sacrifice. It's being for other people, hearing confessions and preaching and counseling and writing and producing, all for the sake of the salvation of souls. So be a priest like me. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Called to married life, same thing. Most of you have been called to married life. And the call to married life is a call to joy and celebration, just like priesthood, but it's a call to sacrifice. You sacrifice for your spouse. You give yourself to your children. One of the most poignant scenes I've ever seen in my life is a statue called the Pietà. It's in Rome. Michelangelo sculpted it. We also have it at our retreat center. And if you know anything about the Pietà, it's Mary, the mother of Jesus, holding the body of her son as he came down from the cross. The prophecy of Simeon that a sword would pierce her soul was coming true at that very moment when she received the dead body of Jesus. Can you imagine the agony and the sorrow and the pain of that mother? Now, I have talked to mothers all around this country who have lost children, who have had children fall away from the faith, who have gone through a divorce from their husband, who have had their spouse die, who have gone through that sort of suffering. And I want you to know that that's not just arbitrary. God's not giving it to you, but it's not arbitrary. It comes because of your call from God. And God honors your call. And even though you suffer, you will be fruitful. I remember my mother lost my dad. She was probably 76 years old, and my dad died. Her vocation to marriage was ruptured, and at first she was discombobulated. Then, through the grace of God, she became a very strong woman. Her vocation changed from being married to being a widow to the single life, but it was still a call from God, a call to fruitfulness, a call to be with Jesus, to learn from Jesus. And as I said, there's a call to the single life. I remember I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, preaching, and these young women came up to me. They're in their 20s, both very good looking. They had a smile on their face, but you could tell that they were upset. And they said, "Father Cedric, we've looked everywhere and we can't find the right guy. We want a guy who is sensible and who believes, and it doesn't seem like they're out there." And I kind of smiled at them too, and I said, "I understand your pain, but there's also a call to the single life," I told them. "Perhaps God is calling you to be single for the rest of your life." And I told them, "Don't just grab any guy that comes along. Make sure he's the right one, that he is a believer, that he does love Jesus, that he is a sensible guy. But in the meantime, yeah, you have a call to the single life, and that's a valid call too." So whatever form your call takes, whether it be married or priesthood or religious or single, it's a call, it's a form of the first call to come to Christ, to contemplate him, to develop your personal relationship with him, then to become like him. But it all takes different forms. But whatever form it takes, I can tell you this, it's going to be sacrifice. There will be suffering, but you will be fruitful. And you will have meaning. You will have purpose. And you will make a difference. That's the key. I became a Catholic priest, I believed, because I was called and because I wanted to be fruitful and have purpose and meaning. And I dropped my other goals and my plans in my life, and I gave myself to Christ. I'm thinking about a friend of mine who is a religious sister, a sister of life. And their apostolate, their ministry is pro-life, to have a place for women who are pregnant and don't know what to do, and to protect them and shelter them and help them to have their babies. And there's that beautiful saying that was given to them by Cardinal O'Connor, the founder of the Sisters of Life, the dazzling value of one soul. And that's what a vocation is all about. "I will make you fishers of men and women," Jesus said. That's our call, whether you're married, a priest, a religious, a single person. Your call, my call, is to make a difference, the dazzling value of one soul. The hand of Jesus, calling the apostles, "Come, follow me." They dropped everything. They sensed the urgency, the tremendous moment. They quickly left everything behind, and now, for all eternity, the meaning, the purpose, the significance of their life will never be taken away. They are the amazing apostles. Before the world began, he called you and me by name to know him, to become like him, and to make a difference. And I am praying that this episode is a renewed call for you, that you will sense Jesus' hand reaching out to you, saying, "Come, follow me. Come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Be true to your call. And don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.